The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 7th chapter. On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Now this he said about the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive. For as yet the Spirit had not been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
In the holy name of Jesus,
amen.
Jesus speaks realities. It is real simply because he said so. He is a world maker, literally. And you know this. Ever since the beginning, his voice was a creative one. And you know this too, that without him was not anything made that was made. You know that from St. John's Gospel, the one we are also in this morning. Jesus then this morning speaks realities too. And we would be poorer by allowing them to go unnoticed. And on that great day, the last day of Sukkot, the Feast of Booths or of Tabernacles, Jesus got up and shouted to anyone who could hear him, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink." Now, every morning during that festival, the high priest would march to the pool of Siloam, draw water into a golden pitcher, and carry it back to the temple altar and pour it on the altar. The crowds would have palm branches and sing, "Save us, we pray, Hosanna, O Lord." And as the water was poured onto the altar, the people rejoiced and prayed for rain. The watery altar, was the wet presence of God, the place from where all blessings flow, the holiest of holies, dripping with water. It is in this environment that Jesus gets on his feet and screams for all to hear, "Come to me if you thirst." Here's the first reality spoken by Jesus this morning. I am the real presence of God among you. But that Jesus shouted another reality out. The reality that we do indeed thirst and need water, and that we can get it nowhere else but in him. When you say, "I am thirsty," you are confessing that you need something that you cannot yourself provide. I cannot, by my own reason or strength, make water appear inside of myself. It must be satiated from without. So far, we have two very real things that Jesus has spoken. First, he is the dripping wet presence of God. And second, we get thirsty and need a drink. You get thirsty, and I do too. and it's terrible. And if we go too long in that way, we begin to fall apart. But we were not left to wither, no. You and I were shown the water and we said, yes, I believe I need this. We came and we were given Jesus' water. So now, on this bright, scarlet Pentecost morning, one with very, very special guests, Latvians, Brazilians, Finnish, Swedish, Egyptians, Venezuelans, and Germans among us, we come to our third reality spoken by Jesus. Out of your heart will flow rivers of living water. Jesus is the water you need. He offers himself to you. You say, yes, please. You drink. And all of that, we understand. But now Jesus steps up his game. Since you believe, this is what your heart will look like. This is the reality he speaks. Your dripping wet Jesus has given you to drink, and now you are just like him. So dripping wet that everywhere you go, there's a trail of water behind you. And when you stand still, water pools at your feet. His words about you this morning. Jesus' words did what they said they would do. Depart, you unclean spirit, and make room for the Holy Spirit. And the devil ran away. I baptize you. Baptism now saves you. You are in the family. You have received Christ, who is the light of the world. You have the light to guide your path away from darkness. And from then on, you began to percolate, to bubble, to splash out holiness from your heart. The living Spirit of God, who Jesus gave to you when his wet hand touched your dry head in the triune name. The living Spirit of God is too big to fit only in our little hearts. He must spill out with an unending spill, no use mopping it up. You and Jesus become one. He is wet, the fount of every blessing. And you too, with a heart like that, drenched and soaked, drenching and soaking everyone, everything, everywhere you go. And that is what he says about you today. So when someone comes to you and says, give me something to drink, please. What do you have for them? What is in your heart? What does it mean for you that today Jesus tells you that you are filled with and have more than enough of his Holy Spirit just by the fact that he spoke it into being? What you have for others is love and joy and peace and patience and kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And if your heart this morning is dry and stony, ask the Spirit to strike it in order that springs of living water gush out. Do not quench the Spirit, O thirsty one. And so who do I go to when I get thirsty? Jesus? or the believer in Jesus? Come to Jesus and drink, or out of the believer's heart will flow water? Both. Yes. Only because Jesus makes it so, the reality maker. This morning we hear and see and smell and taste the liturgy gush out the word of God from beginning to end. So be like the liturgy, an unending river of living water, unable to be contained. Allow that word to shape you, to shape others, because it does what it says always. Give it space. Give it room. Immediately after one is made a child of God, we pray this while they are being chrismed with holy oil. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given all of you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting. And so it is with you this morning, since the Spirit has verily made a dwelling in your heart. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.